Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is on a closely watched trip to America.
He is here in Washington, expected to deliver a stern warning when he speaks to a joint meeting of Congress today. Netanyahu says the nuclear deal the U.S. and other countries are pursuing with Iran could threaten the very survival of Israel. That's not a new message from Netanyahu.
But it is drawing new attention because of the way this speech came about. Republican congressional leaders invited the prime minister with no involvement from the White House. Netanyahu joked about that yesterday in remarks to the pro-Israel lobbying group AIPAC.
Never has so much been written about a speech that hasn't been given.
Some Democratic lawmakers plan to boycott today's speech. Vice President Joe Biden, who would ordinarily attend, is conveniently out of the country. President Obama has also declined to meet with Netanyahu, citing the upcoming Israeli elections. This is the latest rough patch in what has long been a bumpy road for the two leaders. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Prime Minister Netanyahu tried to downplay the dispute surrounding today's speech as a disagreement within the U.S.-Israeli family. And, like a lot of family disagreements, this one has a long history. The friction dates to at least 2010, when the Israeli government embarrassed the White House by announcing controversial plans for settlement construction in East Jerusalem during a visit by Vice President Biden. The following year, President Obama was inadvertently recorded disparaging Netanyahu while meeting with the leader of France. During the 2012 re-election campaign, Netanyahu hosted a chummy dinner for Obama's Republican rival, Mitt Romney. And when Israel responded to rocket attacks last summer by moving troops into Gaza, Obama offered only qualified support, warning the U.S. and its allies were deeply concerned about the loss of more innocent life.
I describe it as an ongoing series of soap opera episodes.
Aaron David Miller is a Middle East scholar at the Wilson Center. He says the repeated clashes between Obama and Netanyahu result not just from different personalities, but from two very different strategic visions, especially when it comes to Iran and its nuclear program. Obama has long argued that diplomacy is the best way to prevent Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. Netanyahu sees little room to negotiate with a country that's pledged to destroy Israel. He worries the longer talks go on, the closer Iran might come to carrying out its threat.
American leaders worry about the security of their country. Israeli leaders worry about the survival of their country.
America's UN ambassador, Samantha Power, says it's natural for even close allies to disagree at times about the best way to achieve a common goal. The problem in this case, she says, is that policy debate has been saddled with additional weight of partisan politics, both in the U.S. and in Israel.
Now, debating the most effective policy both within our respective democracies and among partners is more than useful. It is a necessary part of arriving at informed decisions. Politicizing that process is not. The stakes are too high for that.
Obama argued in an interview with Reuters yesterday that the timing of Netanyahu's speech makes it appear the U.S. is taking sides in Israel's upcoming election. What's more, it injects the Israeli prime minister into an ongoing foreign policy debate between Obama and his Republican critics. Netanyahu told AIPAC yesterday he did not intend to show Obama any disrespect.
The last thing that anyone who cares about Israel, the last thing that I would want, is for Israel to become a partisan issue. And I regret that some people have misperceived my visit here this week as doing that.
Netanyahu insists the U.S.-Israeli friendship will weather this disagreement and grow stronger in the future. Middle East scholar Miller agrees, calling the partnership too big to fail. But that doesn't mean it'll be easy.
I think there will be an effort made over the next several days to tone this down and dial it back. But we're talking here 5 years of dysfunction. That sort of rift is going to take time and a good deal of cooperation in order to mend.
Obama told Reuters the dust-up is a distraction that's not permanently destructive to relations with Israel. He added he'll continue to work with Netanyahu in the future if the prime minister is reelected. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.